This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 222 for Thursday, January 11th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market held on to small gains Thursday, finding support from advances in Chicago soy oil. Canola up 2 to over $4, March up 4.10 at $623.70 per ton. Chart-based positioning was a feature as the market appears to have found a floor for the time being. March canola hit a low of $610.20 per ton on Monday after a week of losses, but has since stabilized after becoming oversold. The recent weakness was also thought to have brought in some end-user bargain hunting. A weaker tone in the Canadian dollar today was also supportive. In the U.S., soybeans were higher while corn and wheat moved lower. Positioning ahead of tomorrow's USDA reports was a feature. Monthly supply-demand estimates, quarterly stocks data, and winter wheat seeding results will all be included in tomorrow's reports. Soybeans thought to be due for a bit of a correction after recent declines, although the March contract ending steady at $12.36.5 per bushel. Any strength in soybeans came despite relatively soft weekly U.S. export sales of only 280,000 tons, well below the low end of trade estimates. Tomorrow's USDA reports will include the agency's updated estimates on South American production, which will be followed closely. General expectations are for only minor revisions as far as the U.S. supply-demand tables are concerned. The corn numbers are also expected to see only minor shifts as far as the U.S. goes, with likely confirmation of large U.S. corn stocks on the year, keeping that market under pressure today. March corn down 1¾ cents at 457¾. Weekly U.S. corn export sales of just under 500,000 tons were at the low end of expectations, but flash sales of 175,000 tons to Mexico were also reported this morning. The Rosario Grain Exchange raised their estimate on Argentina's corn crop to a record 59 million tons. That would be up by 3 million from an earlier forecast. Wheat futures lower across the board. Minneapolis spring wheat down 7 cents in March at $7 per bushel. Kansas City down 8 cents in the March contract at $6.16 per bushel. And Chicago soft wheat down 7 cents in March at 603¾. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales were disappointing at only 128,000 tons. Tomorrow's USDA reports will include winter wheat seedings, with a slight decline in overall U.S. winter wheat plantings on the year expected. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, January 11th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.